We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Desert Edge Public Infrastructure District Number 1 through 3 this Monday, December 8th, 2025. At 1 p.m., the meeting is being held at the office of York Cal in South Jordan, Utah. For purposes of our audio recording, let's do a quick roll call today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Vidar, District Counsel Paralegal.
Michael House, Secretary.
Julian Bernard, Treasurer.
Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Thank you. Well, we're going to follow our agenda today. on the preliminary action items, we're going to have a change here because we're not in a position where we can elect a district chair or do the oaths of office just quite yet. Section 6 of the governing document and the Public Infrastructure District Act here in Utah requires that the city council appoint the initial board of trustees for the district until transition of the board happens, election over to the homeowners. So I know that we do have, you guys have identified a new board member. And what we're gonna need to do is I need to work with Grantsville City and let them know that we're going to be we need to appoint a new board member, and then we'll have to do an authorizing resolution that we can submit to Grantsville City, and then the city is going to have to, by a vote on the city council, a vote to approve the new board member. It shouldn't be a problem. I guess what I'm just trying to say, it's a process. And so in December, we'll be in a position to get the new board member on the board, and then we can get him elected as district chair and do all the other stuff. So does anybody have any questions on that process?
No, I don't.
Okay. So let's move to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on November 3rd, 2025. Are there any, the board did receive in its packet the draft minutes. Are there any questions about them?
No questions.
Okay. For me.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the November 3rd, 2025 board meeting?
I motion to adopt the minutes from the November 3rd, 2025 meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. let's move to our second consent item, which I believe we can table because I don't believe there have been any payment applications or requisition requests made since the last board meeting. Is that right, Brandon?
That is correct.
Okay, so we don't need a ratification of that. Let's move to our public hearing portion of the meeting to take public comment on the tentative operating capital budget amended budget adopted on November 3rd. We need a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting. And so we'll make that
motion. Conduct a public motion meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. For the record, do we have any members of the general public participating on today's board meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the Desert Edge Public Infrastructure District Number 1's operating capital budget for... is this one? No, let's see. Hold on here.
It's just 26.
Oh, it's just 2026. Sorry, I thought we were doing an amended one, but that was last meeting. So I can state that there are no members of the general public participating in the meeting at the offices of YourCal. And looking on our Zoom link, I do not see any members of the general public participating via the Zoom link. So I don't think we'll be receiving any public input. So we can have a motion to close the public portion of the board meeting.
I motion to close the public portion.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to action item number one, which is consider adoption of resolution 2025-06. This is the resolution adopting the final operating and capital budget for calendar year 2026. Brendan, I'm going to turn the time over to you to see if the board has any questions.
Oh, sounds great. At our November 3rd meeting, the district did approve a tentative budget. There have been no changes since that time, so what was approved at that meeting is what's being presented for final approval today. If you're comfortable with what you approved at the last meeting, then and since we have no public, I'm comfortable with foregoing the presentation. But if you would like, I'm more than happy to go back through and you know, represent the budget that we presented at the last meeting.
I'm okay with the current budget, Brennan.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks, Brennan. Do we have a motion approving and adopting the final 2026 budget for Desert Edge Public Infrastructure District number one?
I motion to approve the 2026 financial budget.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We are going to tweak our action item number two regarding dissolution. I want to tweak this matter to authorize the board to take action to dissolve Desert Edge Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 2 through 3. So I think just a quick background refresher, all of the expansion land of the districts were annexed into Desert Edge Public Infrastructure District number one, and PEIDs number two and three have not provided any services or otherwise operated, and they are no longer necessary to assist in the financing of public infrastructure relating to the development of Desert Edge project. So I think they can therefore be dissolved. Now, pursuant to applicable, the Utah Special Services District Act, these districts must follow the dissolution process and procedures that are set forth in the act, which include, among other things, receiving a petition requesting dissolution from LGI, the developer. The board needs to adopt a dissolution resolution. We need to hold, in this case, two public hearings and eventually submitting all of those things to the Lieutenant Governor's office to receive certificates of dissolution for districts number two and three. And so what I would, are there any questions about that process? Okay.
I think there will be some questions later, but not currently.
Okay. I mean, essentially, Michael, these two districts have never, they've been created because of the certificates of creation that were received, but they, you know, they've sat inactive. They haven't received any funds. So there's a process that has to be going, because usually a district can't be dissolved if they've taken out bond funds. They can't be dissolved until those funds are paid back. But here, I don't think the developer is going to want to be paying the fees associated with keeping two districts registered and insured with the state when there's literally no all the district lands are now in district number one, including the little postage stamps that we created when we formed district two and three. So it's just that process, and so we're gonna work on setting up. But the state statute, does require a dissolution process. And where it differs on from creating a district is we have to hold two public hearings, so the public could comment. But you know, there's obviously not going to be any public comment because no one shows up to
Yeah, I
this.
just want to make sure that if you and I need to talk about this offline, we can talk about it offline to make sure we're moving in the right direction is all.
Oh yeah, and if this isn't something that you want, you know, you guys want to do, then obviously we can table that. But
No,
for right.
we are going to want to do it. I just want to make sure that because I know you need paperwork coming from LGI to
Yeah.
dissolve, right? So I want to make sure we understand that paperwork and we get that to you correctly is I guess where I'm going.
Yeah. So what I've done, Michael, is I've actually prepared the petition for dissolution, and here in the next day or two, we'll just send that out to you and Julian to have a look, and then you can give me a call. And it's pretty simple, but we can go over it, so you can then explain it to the LGI folks.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that.
You bet. So here's the motion I would like to have. Do we have a motion authorizing the board to take action to dissolve Desert Edge Public Infrastructure Districts number 2 and 3 pursuant to applicable state statutes and to set two public hearings to take public comment on the same?
A motion to approve to dissolve 2 and 3.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to action item number 3. Consider authorizing the district chair to request proposals for audit firms for a 2025 audit. Basically, the state requires, state statute requires that the district conduct an annual audit of the district each year. And I don't believe, Brendan, I think we closed these bonds earlier in the year, right? So I don't think they've been audited.
That is correct. Yeah, the issuance was in 2025, so we haven't had a previous year audit yet.
Okay. So there are essentially three firms that provide these services, Michael and Julian. And so, yeah, Brendan can go over who they are, but essentially what I'd like to do, ask Brendan to do is get proposals from each of these companies, and then we can send them to you and you guys can review one. And so today, what we're gonna do is we're asking for a motion authorizing the district chair to request proposals from these audit firms for a 2025 audit and approve the district chair to select a qualified auditor and to sign once one is selected.
Okay, I motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to action. Also, Brendan, that's on your to-do list.
Yep, so I have already reached out to the audit firms to get the proposals, so I will get those summarized and sent over to you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, let's move to action item number 4. This is consider renewing the district's engagement of YourCal for district council services and authorizing the district chair to sign the engagement agreement. So the engagement letter for YourCal was provided in your board packet. The engagement letter does set out our terms and fees for YourCal to act as district council for 2026. I'm going to ask if there are any questions about that engagement letter.
I don't have any, no.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of YourCal to act as district council for Desert Edge Public Infrastructure District number 1 and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
I motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to action item 5, Consider renewing the district's engagement of Pinnacle Consulting for district accounting services. The proposed amendment to Pinnacle's engagement letter was included in your board packet. Brendan is here to answer any questions the board might have on that renewal engagement letter.
I don't have any questions currently.
Okay. If there are no further questions, do we have a motion approving the amendment to Pinnacle's engagement agreement for Pinnacle to act as district accountant for 2026 and to provide accounting services to the district and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
I motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our sixth action item. This is to consider engaging district management firm for the district services and authorizing the district chair to sign. I think, Brendan, did you provide your letter for that, your engagement letter for that?
So we did provide a proposal after the last meeting. I don't know that a decision has been made or anything like that.
Yeah, it hasn't. I just want to make sure they have it. We can dismiss you from the meeting so the board can discuss the proposal, and then I'll get back to you on the decision.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Michael and Julian, it was a pleasure, and I will sign off then.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks.
So, guys, you'll remember during our last meeting, we discussed the possibility of engaging a third-party firm to provide district management services. Brendan has provided a letter. Did CLA provide a letter?
Yeah, they were sent all three.
Okay, so you guys were sent all three. And the whole purpose of this is I think it will achieve efficiencies and be less expensive for one of these firms to provide some of the management services that York Hall is currently providing. We'll still be district counsel. We'll still participate on the meetings. And if there are any legal issues, we'll take care of that. But you know, we'll be preparing the notices and setting up the board meetings and running the board meetings, those sorts of things. So I'm going to open it up to you to discuss which firm you'd like to select, if any.
To be honest with you, Tom, I know you know how the corporate world works. We're just waiting on some feedback back. So at this point, we're still undecided.
Okay. That's fine. We can we'll put it for the next board meeting in January when we talk about dissolution. You know, and I guess at the end of the day, Michael and Julian, if it's going to be too much hassle for, you know, LGI and making a corporate decision and not understanding, you know, if it's simpler than, you know, your Cal, we can. You guys are great to work with, so we, you know, I'd be willing on this case to, you know, continue providing those services to you.
Yeah, we totally appreciate you guys. We have a process we got to follow, and sometimes the process is not as quick as we would like.
I hear you. No worries. We can.
I know we're going to set up a meeting in January. I want to just kind of give you a heads up of. I know Julian's and my schedules are going to be tough in the middle of the month. So I want to kind of talk through that with you before we send out, before we do the next PID meeting.
Okay.
So sounds like from the 18th to the 22nd, we'll be busy. And from the 25th through the 29th. Okay. So it would have to be between January 1st and January 16th. If that works.
Oh yeah, that's helpful. I'll get with Shannon. We'll look at our schedules and we can make, I'm sure we can accommodate a time in
okay. We just have a bunch of training that we got to do in between schedule, my schedule. We have two different company-wide events that we have to participate for training and some other stuff. So we will be kind of tight on those 2 weeks.
No, thanks for getting ahead of that. We appreciate it, Michael. Let's now move to our seventh action item. This is to approve a tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. The board did receive in its packet the proposed board meeting calendar for 2026. If there are questions, I can answer them. If there are no questions, we can have a motion to approve the district's meeting calendar for 2026.
I motion to approve the district calendar for 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We are not, we don't have anything to do on administrative non-action items. Since we don't need to talk about board training now. So unless there's something else under administrative non-action items, the board can also make a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board, and the district meeting was hereby adjourned.